Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness, starting with each of us. As we transform, so does the world. And our specific focus is financial and economic prosperity. And so that starts with each of us. And we transform the outside with our inner feelings, thoughts, words, and actions. One person at a time. And so we gather here to be in meditation, to open ourselves up, to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And in so doing, we transform our world, we transform the world across our nation, across all of Mother Earth. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God. Page 65, from the book of the same title. Risk being all you are meant to be, regardless of what others think or say. Risk being all you are meant to be, regardless of what others think or say. This is such a powerful message that most of us fall short of. It's like we get to that, hit the last ball, make the last run, and for whatever reason, we freeze. We see it so close. And for whatever reason, we go into this fear state. We go into our mental self. We get concerned what others think about us, what they will say about us. If we do not make it, sometimes it's about if we do make it. Most times it's about if we do not make it. And we say it's about them. We think it. We probably don't share it with others. Internalizing concern about what others will think about us, what they'll say about us, how they will perceive us. And the truth is, we are concerned about what we will think about ourselves. We believe we are a failure and a loser, not good enough, not worthy. It's not really about what we think they will think about us. That's the cover-up. It's what we, ourself, our mental self, our personality self, that other self will think about us, who compares us to others, instead of allowing us to simply be who we are, who wants us to act and speak and be like someone else, perhaps that society has put out there as some so-called model. Now, really, are you meant to be that celebrity figure? And why are they really a celebrity? Is it because they have talent? I was reading an interview about Madonna, and she clearly knows it's not that she has talent. She had persistence of will. She made a decision at a young age to leave her hometown and go to New York because that's where the dancers went. And she wanted to be a dancer. And when she got to New York, she discovered her dancing quality did not seem to be up to snuff for others. So she decided to be a singer. And her reason to be a singer wasn't because she was a better singer than she was a dancer. It's because it paid better. There was more of a future for her to make more money. Now, I'm not saying do something for the money. I'm simply bringing up this example because it wasn't because she had talent in either area. She wasn't a great dancer. She wasn't a great singer, but she had a great will to succeed at this. And what moved her was the money. So she risked appearing as she was, and she went after a whole different presence. She did it because she had the nerve to do it. And so what brings her recognition today, and back then what catapulted her, was this nerve to do it, to be who she was, to put out this symbol of being provocative. And I'm not saying to do it for that either. I'm simply saying to recognize what drove her was this desire. And she risked it all, in her case, for the money, regardless of her talent ability. So it wasn't talent, it wasn't being the best that got her on the map. And so when we look at so-called people out there who made it, it's really about looking inside, within them, the force inside them that allowed them to risk appearing foolish, without talent, without ability. It's not because they had it all together. It's because they believed in something within themselves so strongly that they believed and cherished and honored that greater than they did their fear about what others would say about them, think about them, their fear that they would even let themselves down or be embarrassed. They took a chance. That's what risking is, taking a chance on being injured or damaged or hazard or experience loss on any level. For some people, it's a physical level. For others, it's a mental level. For others, it's an emotional level. The greatest chance that you risk is taking a chance on your spirit. You see, you're holding back. You're not risking injuring your emotions, your reputation. Your physical being is risking your spirit. Holding back, playing it safe, is the greatest hazard. Hazard to your rising up and being your true self, all you were meant to be. The full expression of you. I found it interesting this morning when I was looking up the word risk in Webster's dictionary. The word right above it drew my attention, and I noticed it, and it is the word rising. That's the word right above risk in the dictionary. Rising, ascending, advancing, growing, maturing. And you see, when you hold back, risking all you are meant to be, you hold back, rising to be all you are meant to be. When you are fearful of risking because of what others or even your mental self, that other self within you, will say about you, you risk the greatest risk, the costliest risk, your spirit's risk. You risk growing, rising up to your next highest and best level. I know, dear ones, wherever you are right now, there is a next level. There is always a next level. There was a PBS program last night on the national parks. It's various segments. And I caught a part of a segment I had not seen before. a segment about the first person to be appointed the head of the national parks when they were created in the 1800s by law, by the U.S. Constitution. And this person who worked behind the scenes very diligently to make it so, and he experienced the parks and knew of their wonder and the renewing ability for one's spirit to bring us into alignment with our true self. This is what they were sharing. And at some point when two major parks became reality, Yosemite being one of them, which is probably one of my favorite parks, after the park system became codified into law, and there was, within 6 months, a 5-day conference was planned. And after the first day, this new leader had disappeared, and they couldn't seem to locate him. They didn't have cell phones back then, the 1800s. And it was discovered by his loyal assistant who helped him all this time, the number two in command, that he had pulled away, and he was in really what today we would call deep depression. And then he was taken into a sanitarium, and his wife revealed to his second command that many years before he had a similar, in quote, breakdown, and he found the only place that seemed to cure him was the national parks, when he was immersed in nature. And so he found himself back in nature. And within some 6 months, he's back in the job, renewed. Apparently, and as I'm listening between the words they are sharing on this program, getting the real truth of it, is that he, at some point, must have thought that was all there was. He accomplished what he was meant to accomplish. And not until he saw other great places in nature did he realize there was so much more that was greater than him to become, to strive for, to achieve. Things bigger than him, bigger than the part he knew of. And when he had that realization, it's as if his soul and mind were healed. And he went after one national park, one incredible environment that we call today a national park, after another, to bring into the security of the park system to be sure that humans would allow it to remain there for all generations in its pristine form. Something bigger than him. And so I bring this example up because it shows up for us in all kinds of ways. When we do not risk being all who we are meant to be, our soul suffers. And only when we allow ourselves to be bigger than our small mental self believes is possible, believes we can safely attain. When we risk being this greater self for something greater than we believe is possible, greater than our current mental reality, then our soul grows. We ascend. Do not wait for the end of your life, as so many people seem to be waiting when they talk about wanting and waiting to ascend. You'll be wanting and waiting quite a while. Ascend now, exactly where you are. Rise up now, exactly where you are. Allow yourself to grow exactly where you are. Honor that voice inside of you that knows there is more. Notice when you're feeling down, slow, tired, and this seems to be an ongoing condition. Discern, perhaps, the truth. that you are not willing to risk being all you are meant to be. You are more concerned with what your other self is afraid to find out. Can you? Can you? Will you? The part of you that's afraid you'll be disappointed or hurt, perhaps hurt again. Risk being all you're meant to be. Allow the vital force, the life force within you to flow fully, to express who you are, to be all of who you are. Set your sights on being bigger and more and receiving greater and greater. Set your sights on something that's bigger than you are right now. More than. Allow yourself to rise up, to allow your soul to fully unfold. Reach beyond your mental personality self. Listen to your higher self, your soul self. Allow it to open up the right doors, bring forth the right people and opportunities. Stay strong inside. Sometimes that takes on an edge outside. It doesn't have to be. That's how society has taught people to be. And yet, you may be fully there, simply being one with your divine self. Whatever it is that's calling out to you in love of relationships, love of nature, love of business, love of family, whatever it is that you feel in your heart, there's so much more of. Allow your heart to guide you there. Be one with the blessing who you are. Listen to this voice inside. Stay connected with this voice inside. Follow your heart direction. And the next door, the next opportunity, the next right person will be revealed to you. I promise. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, slow breaths. Listening to your heart. Feeling your heart. Allowing your mental mind to simply relax with the rhythm of your heart. Allowing yourself to float closer and closer to your heart. Coming deeper and deeper inside to your heart. Noticing the color here inside. Here within. as you travel to your heart. Notice the golden white light shining forth within. Perhaps starting as a pinhole, growing brighter and wider like the morning sun, glowing golden ball of light pulsating inside of you from your heart. Allow this light to glow through you. Feel every cell and atom of your being waking up as the sun within you, its rays shine through every cell and atom of your being, announcing, today is a new day. Today is a bright new day. Today, you have the strength to listen and follow the guidance inside. Feel your whole being alive with this light permeating every cell and atom of your being, flowing through your bloodstream, waking you up as it nourishes every cell and atom of your being with the energy of divine love. Seeing that light reaching out to your toes, your fingertips, and the top of your head, you are radiating this pure love light essence, glowing so brightly, like a Christmas tree, and every light is flashing. All 90 million megahertz of golden white light. See and feel yourself resting, totally relaxed and one, the center of the sun within you. Laying here, vulnerable and safe at the same time, seeing the heat from this light inside of you raising you up. You are rising higher and higher from this energy within, divine love is moving you higher and higher. You are ascending right now, ascending to oneness with a life force, Mother, Father, God, divine kingdom of angels, here, right now, with and for you. Feel the power and the presence of God, Mother, Father, God, within you, at your heart center now. Listen. Listen to the vibration. Know this sound. Listen to the whispers. Know this truth. Be one with God's plan for you. Be one with God's intention for you. Feel this love. Feel the fullness of your spirit glowing in this light, in this love. Know, dear one, this is your natural state. Feel this love, this energy, this light pulsating from your heart center, from your soul center, one with the life force of divine love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living, living from this place, one from this place, remembering who we are from this place, risking being all who we are, knowing God is our safety net. All is well. You have the strength, the power, and the life force energy of the universe with you to rise up. Take the right action. Be who you are meant to be. You cannot fail. You are a child of God, infinitely strong. Come here often. Renew yourself so you may continue to rise, 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 again and again, fully expressing the life force energy within you. That is your purpose. To grow and expand divine love within you. So we begin again with our breath. Taking long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling the sun glowing within us. Seeing, feeling, knowing. This golden white light of our soul within us. As we breathe, we're conscious, we're breathing this sacred light and bringing it in to our physical world, into our mental world, into our personality world. Rising up from our resting position at the center of our inner sun, knowing we're simply ascending to our next higher level. One with this inner sun, the spirit of Mother, Father, God, supported by all of our angels, masters, guardians, and guides and teachers. Feeling secure inside as we become aware of our hands and our feet, squeezing them ever so gently, waking up our physical body temple, breathing into our heart, into our head, feeling so blessed. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla to tone this truth with us now.
We are divine vessels of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Allow yourself to be who you really are, and who you are meant to be, without the thought of risk. We are child of God. I am radiating divine love of golden white light. Om. Oh,
yes, you can. God bless. Namaste.